This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
9 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning. It's Thursday, 23rd December 2021. My name is Anoha Kwevery, and we have a matter on ground. Of course, it's been trending for days talking about the Electoral Act amendment that the president has refused to sign. 2018, he had refused to sign it twice, and a lot of people did not believe that he would sign it this time. And here we go again, same matter, different year, different coloration. And this time, the president did give reasons when he wrote to the National Assembly, says he got relevant advice from all concerned ministries, departments and agencies. He cited financial, security and legal consequences for rejecting the bill. He added that it would infringe on the rights of Nigerians to participate in governance and democracy. His words: the amendment is proposed as a violation of the underlying spirit of democracy, which is characterized by freedom of choice, of which political party membership is a voluntary exercise of the constitutional right of freedom of association. Okay. He also added that the existing constitution of the parties already registered with INEC permits direct, indirect, or consensus primaries. He says the decision is based on informed advice, okay, and a careful review of the bill in light of the current realities prevalent in Nigeria in the circumstances. At the end of plenary, Gbajabi Amila, House of Reps, said that they will decide the way forward on the bill next year. The senators, yesterday we heard that they were planning to override the president's position on this. Lale Koyege joins me on the phone. He's a journalist and editor, and we will talk about this. President Buhari's refusal to sign into law the bill, electoral amendment bill, that is. Aleko joins me. Good morning, Aleko. How are you?
Good morning, and Merry Christmas in advance.
Thank you. All right, so we're expecting, well, Nigerians were expecting that on the 19th, the president would sign the Electoral Act amendment. He did not. Did it come to you as a surprise at this time?
No, I was not surprised, you know.
No, tell us about
it. Remember while that was going on in the National Assembly, some members of the presidency had already expressed certain reservations about some parts of the amendment. So I wasn't really surprised. And if you look at what the president is saying, then you may be tempted to agree with him. I'm also in support of what he has said in terms of what members of the National Assembly have added to the bill. It doesn't really sink in with democracy. And I was not surprised, really.
Could you break it down for us?
Yeah, now, I think the major contention is the fact that the National Assembly is saying that, look, political parties must compulsorily now use direct method as a means of selecting their candidates for election. And that shouldn't be the responsibility of the National Assembly. Political parties exist, you know, at a platform for members to come together and be able to achieve their hopes and aspirations. Political parties are creation of the law, of the Electoral Act, and of course of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria that guarantees freedom of association, freedom of expression, and all of that. So if the political parties are already creation of the law, then there is no need for the National Assembly to now begin to tell them how they go about determining who should be the candidate of the respective political party. That should be the responsibility of the political party. The National Assembly does not need to legislate on that. By doing that, they already deny them their right to determine how their candidates should emerge. That shouldn't be the responsibility of the Electoral Act. That shouldn't be the responsibility of the National Assembly, because the means very soon the National Assembly will also wake up one day and determine how associations, unions, and all of that will also conduct their election. They are already created by the law to say, look, people are free to gather and form an association. They have a constitution. All political parties have constitution as to how they want to determine candidates for their respective election. And remember, the constitution of the political parties are usually derived from consultations from among the vast majority of the members before they come up with a constitution for a political party. So if you look at political parties, they already have their constitution as to how they want certain things to be done in that political party. So it should be the responsibility of the National Assembly to do that. And even more is the fact that they are now saying INEC should supervise the conduct of this primary. INEC is already overburdened with the conduct of election in Nigeria. INEC is still struggling to give us a free and fair election in Nigeria. Apart from the fact that INEC will now require more money. We are also the ones complaining about Nigeria not having money to be able to supervise the primaries of over 50 political parties in Nigeria at different times, at different periods. We probably overstretch INEC. INEC should concentrate more on its core function, voters register and organization of election.
All right, so we have the PDP as usual accusing the APC of doing this, you know, the president not signing the Electoral Act Amendment Bill because it wouldn't allow them rig the election. How would you respond to that? Are there things in that bill that would promote electoral malpractice?
I don't think PDP members are complaining. If they are complaining, maybe only some of them.
Oh, well, there's a document here. There's a document here by PDP spokesperson on the matter.
Just 2 days ago, the governor of Benue State, who is a member of PDP, was commending the president for not acceding to the amendment. I'm sure Samuel Lotan of Benue State is a high-ranking member of the PDP, is a member of the National Executive Committee of the PDP. So it has been discussed down to some PDP already. Some PDP governors have already commended the president for not signing the electoral into the law, into law, I mean. So if the PDP spokesman is talking, he's probably at variance with what some governors are already saying. And remember that governors are probably the most powerful group in PDP as of today. So if one of the party members of PDP has already commended the president, and then incidentally, the national chairman of PDP is from Benue State. So you begin to understand there is a discordant thing somewhere.
So this part of electoral malpractice, is there any way signing or not signing of this bill will deal with that issue?
Now, the issue of electoral malpractice will be a long one. We need to reform a lot of things. In tackling electoral malpractice will be electronic voting, which is part of what the bill is talking about. And if you listen to the statement of the president, he said, look, these areas that I'm questioning, can you please expunge it or rework on it and send it back to me and attend to it? So the president is not throwing away the bill wholesale. He said, look at my reservation. Look at what I'm thinking of. If you are saying the parties must mandatorily use indirect method to conduct election, it runs contrary to the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And anything that runs contrary to the Constitution is null and void. To attempt to do this is to overburden INEC. To attempt to do this is to mean that we are going to probably be spending almost $1 trillion. At the last election in 2019, INEC requested for about $345 billion. To conduct the general election. So if you add supervision of all political parties, the primary to INEC function, INEC will probably be looking at up to $1 trillion to conduct the primaries and general election. Look at the issue of security, look at the issue of this. Okay, can you look at this one? Then send it back to me, then we'll see what we can do with the rest. So in tackling electoral parties will require a whole lot of effort. This starts even with the political parties too. You understand? And I've always argued that, look, if political parties are saying INEC should go by the way of electronic voting, I think political parties too should also take the lead. We should be able to do electronic voting in determining their own candidates too. so that it's easy for them to preach to INEC to say, look, we have been doing this successfully. Why don't you adopt this method? Because when you talk of electoral malpractice, it is also members of these political parties who have been able to also rig their own internal direct or indirect primaries. They are so expected to be larger election. The people who perpetrate electoral malpractice are not angels from heaven. They are not devils from hell. They are human beings on earth, members of these political parties too, who have been able to rig their way within their political party. And they extend it to the general election because it's something they've learned already.
So from yesterday, it looked like the governors were one side and the senators were on the other side.
Well, it's obvious that the governors will be on one side and the senators will be on one side. Remember that some of the senators are also loyal to some of the governors. So if some governors are already commending the president for not assenting to the bill, then you can begin to understand that some of the senators will also be divided. We've heard reports that they're already gathering signatures to be able to override, what the president has said. I think that next week, our recent history of the Senate does not suggest that when they gather signatures like this, it might work in the long run. You might be surprised that by the time they return in January, some senators will disown the signature design. And they never knew why they were collecting their signatures. But there are a lot of politics that have gone from this December, to when the National Assembly will resume legislative function. So there'll be a lot of consultation, there'll be a lot of meetings, and all of that. So let's see whether when we talk of trying to override the veto of the president, then you are talking about National Assembly as a whole, not just the Senate. The Senate has 109 members, the House of Reps has 360 members. So to be able to veto, to be able to override the president's veto, is to mean that you must have 240 members of the House of Reps agree, which is two-thirds. Then you must also have two-thirds of 109 senators, which is probably around 70. So you need 240 plus 70, that's about 310 legislators, both upper and lower chamber of the National Assembly, to agree to override the president's veto. So let's see how that pans out in January.
All right, but the senator said they will carry the matter to their constituents. What does that mean?
When you say you carry the matter to your constituents, not all your constituents are members of your political party. So I don't understand what you mean by that. Except you want to take the matter to members of your political party. I think that should have been the right thing. For example, I'm a member of a federal constituency in River State. I'm not a member of any party in my constituency. So I think the members of the National Assembly should rather be talking about meeting with their party members. And to be able to meet with party members in any case at all means that you must talk to the party chairman. You must also talk to the governor, because the governor is the leader of the party in that state. So for you to meet with your constituents, maybe the constituents who are members of your political party, because not everybody is a member, or not everybody here belongs to party, political party A or political party B. You understand? So I don't understand what they mean by meeting with their constituents.
All right, the lines will be open now, 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. My guest, Ali Konigi, says the president used throughout the electoral amendment bill. He just said, look into these areas and fix it. You have questions, you have thoughts, you have concerns. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Sir Gabriel Pedro on Sars Road says, it's regrettable because the Nigerian Senate, by virtue of its constitution and function as a major pillar of democracy, ought to be a vehicle and instrument of social engineering. Propagating the tenets of good governance, however, the constitution empowers the Senate after 30 days of the president's failure to assent to the bill by 2/3 majority of both houses. That electoral amendment bill could have seen the light of day. We as Nigerians are disappointed and ashamed of our National Assembly in their failure to do the right thing. They lack the political will and we've lost confidence in them. Sir Gabriel Pedro on South Road, please speak for yourself. 30 days passed now. Questions, comments. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Yes. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Engineer Lumba.
Okay.
You see, what the man in your studio is saying, I agree with you in some area, but there are some areas I don't agree.
Tell
you
us.
See, Nigeria, if Nigeria as a country must continue, this is very, very important. Because what is happening here is that
direct primary,
when they bring
hold on, sir.
This side,
hold on, sir. Hello, sir. Direct primary within the political parties. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, because okay. Over the years, you can notice that over the years, it is politicians that are selecting governor and selecting everybody for us. And if you see, governor have been what the beneficiary of this thing we are talking about. Today, they have shown it. All of them are congratulating Buhari. Some of them, they don't agree with Buhari in every other issue. But in this particular issue now, they agree with him now. Because if they did not do this, crises that are here now, we continue. They should allow be able to other people that are small that will be able to come into politics. If they do not do it, the problem will continue. It cannot just push people and bring it to us, come out to countries again. It doesn't work that way. God bless you.
All right. Olaikon, did you hear that?
Well, I heard what he said. But you know, when you talk about primaries are not for the generality of Nigerians. For you to talk about primaries, you must remember, you must be a member of a political party. You understand? Remember, only members of that political party can participate in the primaries of that party. If we want to stretch the argument and say, okay, let political parties conduct direct primaries, you understand? Why didn't the National Assembly make it mandatory too that they must do so via electronic voting? Because if you check very well, some of the concerns of the president may just make sense. What if violence breaks out in the direct primaries of, say, maybe governorship election? Maybe you have over 100,000 people gathered at one location and fight breaks out. Do we have sufficient security men to be able to call it? We have 36 states of the Federation plus FCT. What if trouble breaks out in just about 20 states over whether the votes were properly counted or it was not properly counted, what happened or what didn't happen? If we are looking at 1993, when political parties adopted the method of option A4, you could say option A4 was because it was party against another party. In this case, we have a situation where probably 200,000 people may gather at one location and they are doing direct primary for Guba candidate. And you have about maybe 15 candidates contesting for governorship ticket of a political party. Then you have over 300,000 people gather at a location for direct primary, maybe in local government. What if trouble breaks out? What happens?
So you're saying that for that to work seamlessly, it should go through electronic voting?
It should go through electronic voting.
All right.
The National Assembly has said, look, political parties must conduct direct primary, but they must do so through electronic voting. They will have solved half of the problem. They will have even solved the concerns of the president.
All right, let's see.
It means that members of that political party can be anywhere in Nigeria.
That's great. Okay.
What if political parties are able to come up with maybe party identification number or mandatory tracking number or membership verification number, so that you can be in the comfort of your house, from your phone, you log into the website of your political party, you type in the party membership details, and pronto.
All right.
All the candidates that are contesting the primary pop-up on your phone, you vote for the candidate you like, you click send.
All
right. Then it asks you, are you sure you want to end? You say yes. Then you vote automatically. All members of the political party will be able to vote, because there will be a membership register that must be authenticated by everybody contesting in that election.
All right, someone is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Yeno. Monday, calling from Monday.
All right, let's hear your thoughts.
You see, for me, to talk of democracy, which is the government of the people by the people, to the people. I believe it is a time for all of the political parties to settle all their members participate in the primary of the election. For example, I'm a member of a one political party in Akwa Ibom State. And I can tell you right now that I have never had an opportunity to choose a candidate of my party before. Why? Because our leaders are the ones that choose the candidate for us. So if the National Assembly can make that a law that it is composed for each and every political party to conduct direct primary, for me, it will be 100%. Because our leader will not choose for us. We, as a member of the political party, will choose for ourselves who will represent us in the election.
And for you, that is democracy.
Direct primary is the way to go.
And for you, that's democracy. Okay, Kumasha has to play. Lali Koyege, please stay on the line. The conversation continues in a bit. We're now joined for Port Harcourt. Good morning.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
About 17 minutes to do this. You've just tuned in. We're looking at the Electoral Act Amendment Bill that the President has not still signed. Lali Koyege, my guest, journalist and editor, says he doesn't agree that the President threw it out. He said there's work to be done, and that's what the President has communicated. For those who haven't seen the entire document, part of it reads that the conduct of direct primaries... the letter, part of the letter... the President cited the high cost of conducting direct primary election as one of the reasons for the rejection of the bill. The conduct of direct primaries across the 8,809 wards across the, country will lead to a significant spike in the cost of conducting primary elections by parties, as well as increase the cost of monitoring such elections by INEC, who has to deploy, resources towards that. He also said the indirect consequence of the high cost and monetization of that, it will raise financial crimes and constitute further strain on the economy. He said it may also give rise to a plethora of litigations based on diverse grounds and issues of law, including but not limited to the fact that the proposed amendment cannot work in retrospect, given that the existing constitution of the parties already registered with INEC permits direct, indirect, and consensus primaries. Those are the major issues. Aside from its serious adverse legal, financial, economic, and security consequences, some stuff like that. You have a question, you have concerns. Some people believe that the President's reasons are frivolous. Lali Koyege thinks otherwise, by the way. So let's get your thoughts on this. 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0009. Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion Enigma, good morning to you.
I'm listening.
I feel that most of my comrades don't really understand the implication of Mr. President's denial, let me use that word, of not signing that bill for now. That bill has a lot of work to do. The document they presented to Mr. President to assent will put Nigeria into a serious problem that we cannot even able to solve.
So to avoid that problem, Mr. President, as a prophet, I've seen the future of this document. There are clauses that if you are meant to put them to play, it will cause havoc and make the election in Nigeria too expensive. For instance, look at the clause that decided the case in Kogi, where the leading aspirant died. The court said INEC has to shut down operation until after 14 days, where the political affected party will now elect a finalist who will now represent. But the question is, what about his running mate that is standing as a deputy? Why didn't the club ask the deputy to take over upon such situation? Now look at it, we are in the 24th century. This the same document did not capture what is replicated for a 24th century election. It's still a case. Now we are also talking about the word transmit and transfer. See, this document, they should just crash this document and bring up situations that are more applicable for a 24th century election. Electronic. That is what we should be discussing. So if a thumb for Mr. President to keep this document, return it back to the people to consider those clauses, which he felt are not too good for us. Over 3 billion naira to contest just to run an election in an economy like this. We need help, Mr. Zion.
Who would help us? Let's see. If the president, okay, refuses to sign eventually, or if he does sign, where would the help come from? This one from Joe says, I'm amazed at why some members of the Senate are collecting signatures to override the president's decision. They're not looking at the cogent reasons given by Mr. President. The objective is just to override the president without thinking of the consequences. We should stop playing politics with everything in the country. Someone else writes in, George Harry. Good morning. I strongly believe there is a hidden agenda as to signing the Electoral Act into law. But since Mr. President has given the reason for not assenting to the bill, let's patiently wait to see if the National Assembly will effect the necessary alterations as noted by the president and see if it will assented to or not. Whatever changes we make to the bill, as long as there's electronic transfer of results, the president won't sign that bill. Was there direct primaries when he refused severally to sign it before Chinazo sent that one? Olalekan. Yes. So Chinazo is saying that whatever changes are made or not, as long as there's electronic transfer of results, the president won't sign that bill. Was there direct primaries when he refused severally to sign the bill before?
If you look at the last governorship election in Anambra State, all the results were transmitted electronically to INEC website. For some of us, they were in Port Harcourt. We bring all the results of all the wards and local government from their website. So they've already adopted something like that. Same thing happened in Edo State, where as soon as the results are declared at the ward level, they are automatically uploaded to INEC website. And a lot of us were bringing the results in Edo State. I don't think it has to do with the issue of electronic transmission of results, or at least the president has not expressed any reservation whatsoever about electronic transmission of results. He read out his concerns already, and a lot of us, or should I say, I'm in sync with some of the reservations of the president. We already know the kind of situation we have in Nigeria, the insecurity challenges in many parts of Nigeria, to now add politics to it. And you can almost be certain, you know, that there's some politicians who are desperate to get positions, may even employ the services of some of these people during this primary. And I think the president is already expressing that reservation. So you can imagine in a state like Sokoto State that has been ravaged, you know, by terrorism or bandit terrorists, whichever one we want to call it. But rest assured that some politicians may employ the services of some of these guys. After all, they even know some of them.
All right.
So what if their services are employed to plant bombs at the venue where primaries will take place?
All right.
It can happen.
Okay, let's take a call. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on.
government. You know, I agree with your comment, sorry, your guest, up to 100%. The best way, if really we want the election in this country to be somehow free and fair, according to your guest, is the e-voting. Apart from e-voting, let's all just make the shouting, other shouting are just the same thing that we are playing. You know, the direct primary that some of us are complaining of that would have been the best way. You know, who choose those, who mobilize the members of the party who will go for the direct primaries? Are they not the leaders? A commoner does not have money to mobilize. So at the end of the day, the wish of the leaders who are now saying that we go on indirect primary will still prevail. So let us clamor for his voting. But you know, I have a question. I want to ask a man, why is it that the governors are in support of the president and why the senators are not in support? What is the governor see that the senators have not seen? Oh. That is my question.
Ige, what have the governors seen? Since the president has seen the future, what has the governor seen that the senators are not seeing? Let's talk.
You know, Bobby, the president holds an executive position. The governor holds an executive position. And more than often, it is the responsibility of the executive to provide adequate security in their respective states, and in this case, across Nigeria. So they begin to look at some of the challenges this would pose. I've just looked at the issue of security. For primaries to take place in any state, security personnel, security hardware and software will have to be mobilized. The state government has to provide logistics to police, to INEC, and all of that. We've checked our recent history of election. You know what has been the involvement of state governors, presidents, and all of that. I'm sure for members of the National Assembly, some may also be in support of what the president is saying. Some may not be in support. Remember that 2022 is the proper year of elections in Nigeria. That is when the real election starts. 2023 is just the crowning of all what will have taken place in 2022. So you can begin to understand, look, there are a lot of political undercurrent to this. For a vast majority of us too, who would love direct primary? Our argument is, if you want to make direct primary mandatory for political parties, also make electronic mandatory for that process, such that people will not have to leave their houses, so that you won't put people to danger, so that you won't risk the lives of people. We know our political history. We know what you can happen at the flick of a finger.
So basically, Olalekan, it's about the people and not so much about this document that everyone is talking about.
It's more about the people. Even in the best of the democracy, the country that is said to be the bastion of democracy in the world is the United States of America. They do not practice direct primary in choosing the candidates of their political parties, be it Democrat or Republican. They don't do direct primary. It is by delegates. Electoral college. They have a reason for it. If we can adopt electronic voting for all the political parties for direct primary, it will make good sense. In fact, it will even make the political parties to make more money. Because if, for example, Party A has 1 million members across Nigeria, and one of the criteria for you to vote when you want to choose your candidate is that you must have paid your subscription up to date. It means that the political parties are able to earn money. So any member of the party that wants to vote will have to go and pay for a subscription.
All right.
People might say, no, more money back can come and pay subscription for everybody. So be it.
Okay.
But it will not be there when people are voting from the conscience of their hearts in their various homes.
All right, Tex has a view on this. So I agree with the president's rejecting the bill. Even if he has another clandestine reason, the legislature's played into his hands. Are our parties, the main parties, those who sit in the assembly, easily, do they have easily accessible party registered? How would party members themselves know who to campaign to or for? when that document is more secretive than the Rivers State budget. I think party registers should be digital and backed up on the INEC website using each member's identification number, so no one can be a member of two parties at the same time, like we saw with Uche Nwosu Okorocha's in-law, who was aspirant in two parties in 2019.
True. I agree completely with the person. And that must be my argument all this while.
So do you agree that the legislators played into the hands of the president? How?
Did the legislators consult with the leadership of their parties before they went ahead with it? Every political party has a chairman. When they do consultations, they can meet with the president. You know, when you want to enact a law, it's not just about, you know, exercising your powers as guaranteed by the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
Mm.
Did you make adequate consultation? Did you meet with Governor's Forum? Did you meet with the president? Did you meet with the leadership of the respective political parties? So say, look, gentlemen, this is what we are looking at. We are looking at the issue of direct primary so that we can take power to the people. What are your concerns? What are your options? What do you think we should do and what do you think we should not do? This would have been a comprehensive consultation such that by the time it arrives on the table of the president, it will just be a fait accompli. Everybody will have been carried along. You know, remember that when they started this process, the presidency expressed reservation even before the bill got to him.
Mm.
If they are taking a cue from that reservation, the leadership of both chambers will attend the meeting with the president. And then, Mr. President, we heard this statement from your office. Is it true? If it is true, what are your reservations? What are your concerns? To discuss with the president.
Behind closed doors, right?
Behind closed doors. Even in front of cameras, no problem. But more than often, it will be behind closed doors.
All right.
That's okay, Mr. President can call and say, look, gentlemen, why don't you go and meet with all these people, the chairman of all the political parties? Why don't you congregate them in a place and say, look at what we are looking at. What is the way forward? What can we do?
All right. A caller is on the phone. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Yes.
Honestly speaking, Nigerians cannot be fooled. All these grievances that we are being pointed at now, those people who are fighting it, or those who did those laws, we are there not there. Are you telling me that they are ignorant of all these things? When a criminal wants to handle your matter, he has a way of arranging it so that he still have his criminal intentions achieved. That is my position.
All right.
All these things are the way they still don't want to get good electionary process.
Thank you for calling. Olalekan, so the Senate started gathering signatures, but they seem to have paused that one. What do you think is going to happen moving forward to this document?
Moving forward is that the Senate should take a second look at the reservations of the president. Gathering signatures does not amount to ability to veto, because it will come down to everybody voting on the floor of the House. You understand? So gathering signatures is neither here nor there. You can gather 100 signatures, and on the day of election, not up to 20 people will back you when you raise the motion on the floor of the House. So it's all about consultation. And when we talk about consultation, it's not about consultation with constituents. No, the constituents have no business in this one. You should rather hold consultation with the leadership of your political party. The president belongs to a political party. The leadership of the National Assembly, they all belong to different political parties. You have the governors. You need to make these are party leaders. More than half of what is being debated all relate to party issues. And because they are all party issues, because you are saying political parties, who are guaranteed existence by the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Remember, I think it was in 2018 or so that the National Assembly went on a journey of trying to order INEC as to which election should come first. We debated that matter in the studio in 2018 or 2019. And some of us said that the National Assembly had no such power to tell INEC on which election should confess or not. And the National Assembly didn't have such power. At the end of the day, the debate is the light of the day. They saw reason, and they dumped it. In this case, the National Assembly does not have the power to tell a political party founded and funded by members of that political party as to how it should conduct its affairs. That's not the responsibility of the National Assembly.
All right.
The political parties exist because they are created by the law. the law has given them the power to exist. Allow them to determine the mode through which they should elect their candidates for or their flag bearers for election. That's the argument of some of us. We have denied them their right. It's a guaranteed right by the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And no law can abridge that right, because the political parties in this case are existing like human beings. They have a right to determine what they want for themselves. Let the members of that political party dictate whether they want direct or indirect primary. That should not be a law of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
All right. Thank you very much, Lalekwa Ege, for your time.
You're most welcome.
The House are in recess right now, so it is till we cross into 2022 that we'll see which way it is going to go.